Okay, today is March 18, 2023. It's a little after 3 p.m. The purpose of the meeting is just to discover people that might want to assist us in helping us on a national level and give us a little time, whether it's an hour or many hours, whatever they can give us a week. It's good. Now, some of the things we do need help with, I need help with someone, and I have someone in mind that I think is very good on this. They wrote me a letter, an email. Jan, you should know who I'm talking about. They listed out that they got about 20 hours that they give me a week, and I don't know if that person is in here. And they gave a phone number, but the phone number, they must have written it down wrong because I haven't been able to contact them. Jan, if that person isn't here today, maybe you could try to contact them and ask them for their phone number so we can connect. Now, that individual really had a lot of qualifications. I mean, really great qualifications, even to the point of paralegal, understanding the court and so on and so forth to a certain or major degree. And that's the kind of person I would really like to help me on numerous things. And one of the things, I can't answer my email. People send me lots of email, and I just can't answer. I do answer some. I do respond to some. Sometimes I might even not even look at my email for a week, literally. I just don't have the time because I'm that focused trying to get court cases, trying to get things done in time, trying to write papers, trying to work on this court. I'm just so busy. So I need someone that I could work with to train them to how to answer specific questions when people might email me a question or something. Sometimes I get a letter from someone that's in prison. I'd like to respond to them, but I haven't got time to sit down and read it through it and understand all of it and then come out and write a letter. It takes up too much of my time. I need my time somewhere else. So I'm thinking this one person might be the person I need for this because I can give them instructions, my position, and after a while, you know, my position, I'd like to think, is to some degree self-evident in the sense that it's common sense. So once they pick up my common sense and the fact that we want to act with great integrity, we want to be integrity, and we want to offer we want to admit error when we have error and take the correction when we get correction. So whoever works with me on that, you know, I'll train them on how I want to answer things, and after a while they're going to get it and they'll be able to answer even some things that I haven't personally responded to, but they kind of generally put it together from answering other things. And, you know, someone I can communicate and kind of brief me on those things. So that's one thing. We need people to make phone calls, okay? We have lots of committees of safety working, and we need people in different districts to make phone calls to be able to, make contact with them, and we'll train them on how that works, what needs to be spoken, and how you got to follow up and how you got to keep notes and so on. Eric, you followed in on a lot of this stuff. Maybe you can kind of handle most of that, and I can work with you on things that you don't understand. Would that be good to try? And Jan, you working with Jan maybe on that. And anyway, if that's possible, we'll work that out. Okay. All right. So.
I forgot what you said. Where should we send the constitutions, the state ones?
Oh, mail, M-A-I-L, at nationallibertyalliance.org. Or you could send it directly to me if you want.
I'm going to go ahead and forward Tanya, who I got into the course. She sent the Georgia one, so I'm going to send it to you, to John.
Okay. All right. And it's a PDF, right?
It is a PDF.
Okay, good. All right. All right, anyway, Jan, what other help do we need? We need people to make phone calls. We need people on the welcoming committee to welcome them on board and maybe make a follow-up with them a period of time away. And again, we'll create, you know, how that process should work, what should be covered. And a log is important. Whatever we're doing, we got to keep a log. The reason being is when you call a person, because you're going to talk to so many people, who's who, you know, how are you going to memorize this? Well, if you see, I'm following up, you've seen what you've talked with them, just have to put bullet points, I talked about this, that, and the other thing. Well, now I need to pick up some more bullet points and cover this, that, and the other thing. So you keep a record on people. And then should something happen, you had to leave us or you got ill or even worse happens, whatever, and someone has to take your place, they can pick up where you left off and they saw who you've been talking to and what you've been discussing. So that kind of thing has to be done particularly on people that we're contacting with committees of safety, but also people that we're welcoming. So we need welcoming committees, people working on a welcome committee, We'll train you on that. People working on the committees of safety as far as contacting the contact and discussing certain issues with them, making sure that they're following through the process and helping them in any way they can. We'll make a list of all that stuff. what am I missing here, Jan? Anything else
that I'm missing? Things come up from time to time, but I can't think of any more right now.
Okay. Research is another one that I need. I need help on research. And so anybody that's good in researching is good. And people can come up with ideas that they think that we need to do. Look, if anybody knows how to ask people for money and to approach them, I need that. If someone's good at that, maybe they have certain ways that we can go out and get money in order to support our endeavor. We do want to move professionally soon, as soon as possible. I don't want to say soon. We don't have any idea. When we get money, we'll go on professional. You know, someone, John, said to me one time, I don't want to put out last names here, but anyway, John said to me one time, someone recently that I've been talking to a lot, and he says, he told people, he says, I told these people this. He says, we've got good news and we've got bad news. The good news is we're volunteers, okay? So we have people helping. The bad news is we're volunteers, okay? Because volunteers are not going to work and be able to work as hard as someone who is paid. Because now you got a duty to act. Now you got to do what has to be done. Now we put the pressure on you or replace you. We would never do that to a volunteer. Okay? So that is important. We do have to get money. So anybody has any ideas on how we can get money, how we can approach people? I've approached a couple of people, haven't heard anything, but that's another thing. The other thing is interviews. Someone who can represent us to contact people so I can get interviews. There's lots of blogs out there, lots of things going on. So if you can help us with that, someone that's good with talking to people that can find out. I'd like to get on X22, get an interview through X22. Dave to give me an interview. And there's lots of places I'd love to get interviews from. So trying to make contact with Dave and telling him what we're about and sending him to the website and maybe connecting me with a call with them to have a little conversation and then work out an interview. And there's a lot of other things that we'll need that people will think about that I haven't thought about yet. But with that being said, anybody got any thoughts or ideas on how they can help us and what they'd like to do? Briefly pick up the mic and tell us. You just click unmute and unmute yourself when you're done. But also send an email to mail. Should I send it to mail or you, Jan, directly? We need an email just telling us your first name, your phone number, and what it is you'd like to do to help us, or just put anything you need me to do, if that's what you want to put, and then we'll work things out as time goes on, and how much time you might be able to give us a week, if you give us an hour a week or 5 hours a week, whatever it is you can give us. Okay, so anybody wants to talk, you can unmute yourself and talk.
John, I have a quick thing about the your idea about committees of safety and having notes on people. I think that's a great idea. It's something we've needed all along. The times I've worked with the welcoming committee, it would have been a real big help. Now, the company I work for, our software, it's called Pest Routes. I do mosquito control for my 40-hour job, whatever it is. There's what we call a customer card, okay? And so people who are granted access, and so everyone in NLA and leadership would have access, and then there's an administrative tab, and you can see if there's been any changes made, you can see who made the changes to the card. The thing is the card is centrally located, and people who have access to the card can come in and add notes and add in other things that need to be done. There are many different tabs as far as operations, sales, customer service, all that kind of thing. So is there any way with the upgrading of Drupal, is there any way to get this kind of thing in there where each person could have their own card and only the leadership could come in and add notes? And so this way the information is in a central place as opposed to us passing back and forth either Excel or Word document.
I understand that. Okay. Let's you and me talk together, maybe pull Jan in on this at least, Terry maybe, and we'll try to get Gerard in on this. And let's talk and look at this idea, the software. And our next meeting with Michael, who is our tech that's redeveloping our website, not redeveloping it really, you know, bringing it up to the date, and which will have a better connections and as far as plugins are concerned, and more plugins than we had before, and maybe we can work a plugin for this into the system. I'm sure we can make this work, and there's numerous ways. Even we may not even need technical assistance to do this. There may be another way to do it that I have in my mind, but I don't want to fill this meeting up with that thought. This needs more time to think and talk about and see if we can incorporate this, because that makes a lot of sense, what you're saying.
10-4.
Okay. Okay, anybody want to pipe in here on a particular? Maybe they have a certain forte that they're really good at that they think National Liberty Alliance needs. Pick up the mic and tell us. You know, what I really, really need, and I'm eventually going to get, hopefully soon, or at least hopefully eventually, is I need an office, and I need a at least one paralegal, and I'd like a secretary, too. But that I need, and then that person I'll work with directly, but that has to be local. It has to be in an office when I could really train someone. But I can train people also to a lot of stuff that are not necessarily in an office, so we can be flexible on that to some degree. And eventually, if we have a paralegal working with us, and then I get one local, and that paralegal works with the other paralegal, they can work together through the internet and make things happen and work with each other's workload and that kind of thing. And eventually, again, the people at certain levels are going to be paid positions when we can get the funding, the money. So, all right.
Hi, John. This is Trisha. Trisha from PA, you actually asked for any fortes that we sort of are in right now, and mine is I'm an assistant to a divisional leader, and I may be able to help in sort of an administrative assistant type role. If you were interested in that, I would have to be remote, which is what I do now.
Mm-hmm.
So I have about 3 and sometimes 5 hours a week. It would just depend on what's going on in my world because I work full time.
Okay.
But I'd be interested if you would be in, you know, helping in that capacity on a volunteer.
Definitely. And we need more than one person in different areas. So I think we have one person similar to what you're thinking, and you could work together in a partnership, and we can work together, and I can help train and put things together and find out workloads and what we need to do. Okay. So write down, send an email to Jan, okay, at nationallibertyalliance.org. Put down your first name, your phone number, and don't get too wordy, but, you know, you can do bullet points. Say, this is my background, and then you do bullet points. This is what I might be able to help with, and that's it. And then, you know, we'll work through all that and, you know, put it together as time goes on. Okay?
Sounds good. Yep. Thank you.
All right.
And you said secretary. I mean, it's pretty much the same thing.
I'm sorry. Say it again. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You mentioned secretary. So it's pretty much the same thing.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Okay.
And I have my own reason. I would love to learn from you. So I think that the best way to do that is to jump in. So.
Well, yeah. That's correct. Yeah, yeah. We'll all learn
it
together.
I hope more people do it because, man, it will be a great way to learn.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Appreciate that. All right. I see someone with a raised hand. All you have to do is hit the thing. Well, maybe I can unmute you. Let's see. Let me see if I can unmute this person.
I'm here, John.
All right. Who's talking now? Candace?
Hi, so
is that you?
I'm Candace.
Go ahead, Candace.
Yes, sir.
There's a lot of noise in the background.
I know, I don't know if I can fix that, but I'll be really quick.
Okay.
I just wanted to say that through the things that I follow and people I interact with, where I even found NLA was on Twitter and Telegram, and I'm pretty active on those platforms, and I feel like I might be able to reach out.
Oh, yes, we need
interviews.
Somebody. We need somebody on those platforms to get our word out. Absolutely, that's a great idea. Twitter, even Facebook, anywhere. Okay.
Yeah. I was going to say, I'd like to do some of the other things if I could, but in the meantime, I'm trying to get through all the courses so that I can be as much help in my knowledge as possible. So, but I definitely could do those things on my off time.
Okay. Well, send an email to Jan. Give him your name and phone number. Tell him, you know, Twitter, Facebook, whatever it is that you're good at that you'd like to participate. Get the word out through those people. That's it. Again, anybody that has the ability to make contact with people to give us get me interviews. I need to be interviewed by on different podcasts and anywhere I can get, you know. But yeah, send that email. Anybody else that can do that work too, send an email to Jen. Put that down. If you really spend a lot of time and work on and know how Facebook works, and I have no clue because I've never been out there. And Twitter, I've never been out there either. So anybody that knows those things and want to help on those things, send it to Jen. Let them know. Give them the bullet points.
That's
okay.
That.
Thank you. Anybody else, just hit your, if you're on a phone, yes. *6 and a 1. If you come in through an app, you should be a button to talk. Go ahead.
John, hello, yes. Aloha.
Aloha.
Hi, this is Cynthia from Maui. And I can reach out to Scott Adam. He has a podcast with like 5 platforms, and it's called Liberty Arise, and he gets a lot. He loves doing interviews, and he might be able to get you a regular spot, like once a week.
Okay.
How often?
Sounds like our cup of tea. Look, get a hold of Jan. Let him know what you got possibly that you can put together for us, and maybe other things. Whatever. Give him your phone number, and he'll connect with you. And Eric, if you have time, maybe you go work with Jan. I don't want to overload him, but I have a feeling Jan's about to get overloaded. Terry, of course, you'll be working with Jan to help him, so he's not doing all this work on his own. And I'm sure there are others. So, but anyway, all right, good idea. Yeah, that's great.
Okay, so okay. The program, I'll just tell you the program one name. It's called Liberty Arise, and the man's name is Scott Adam, and I will do the email.
Okay.
Connection.
All right. Get a hold of Jan. Let him know. Work it out. Then start working on it. And again, we'll try to get things organized in a way for communications between all of us. I think Eric has a good potential plan to start with, and mm-hmm. see what else we'll do. We'll occasionally maybe some meetings together and so on. But okay
great job. I appreciate you, and I just really appreciate your academic approach in your court access class. So awesome job. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Okay. Who's next?
All right, John. This is Priscilla from Myrtle Beach.
How you doing, Priscilla?
I'm doing wonderful. I can do some phone calling.
Great.
About 5 hours a week if you want to use that.
Absolutely. Yeah, get a hold of Jan, and again, we'll get a discussion on that. There's a couple of different kinds of phone calls we make. One is the welcoming committee, and the other phone calls is to the people who are starting committees of safety. So we'll train you on that. We'll put together things. I think we already put some stuff together. I have to go back and review what we had, and we'll take it from there. Eric and Jan and Terry, maybe we should try to get a meeting to make the organizing for this and a plan. Next week.
And also I have connections about getting sponsors, business to sponsor stuff like this. So if you've got something where, are you a nonprofit organization?
Oh, yeah, but we don't do anything with filing with the government or any of those things.
Okay.
We don't do that. Once we get real money, okay, right now we're just working off donations. I still put a lot of my own money in. Right now I'm making more money than recently because of books and stuff. That all goes into the doing what we have to do. And we've got the course we ran brought us a lot of money to be able to really work on the website, and we have extra money from that. But we don't have enough to go professional yet. But once we go professional, someone was to give us some big dollars. Now we will report every penny we how we spend it, everything. And we will post that on our website, and people will be able to see our financials, what we have in the bank, where it's being spent, how it's being spent, everything to the penny. We're not going to report to the government, but we're going to report to the people.
Well, I got a suggestion. Have you got kind of a list of what you need somebody to support or money-wise that I could go out and to these places and maybe get the donations?
Okay, yes,
but
definitely.
I can show them some kind of list or something. So,
because
my whole community is Republic, so okay. And they all own businesses, so I don't think it'd be no problem.
All right, what you do is, again, get a mail to Jan at NationalLibertyAlliance.org and give them your name and number, and basically with minimum amount of words, say what you said, and he'll know, and you and I will end up talking directly, and I'll go through some stuff. We're going to hopefully meet maybe next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, it won't be Monday, discuss, you know, as far as Jan and other leaders here at National Liberty Alliance and myself, to make a plan and put things together.
Okay.
And then that's when I'll contact you directly because this particular job is going to be directly with me to try to understand who we are and what our position is, what our thinking is, and things you might want to cover. You know, we'll go through things. So.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Same thing with anybody that's working on a secretarial or a paralegal thing. We'll pull a whole group together to work on this kind of a thing. And what was your first name again?
Priscilla.
Priscilla. All right. And once we connect with Priscilla, you know, if someone else who wants to do the same thing, then I'll be talking with two or three or whatever numbers of people that want to do that, and we'll work together as a group in those areas. Okay. Anybody else? Anybody else wants to pipe in? So go ahead. Who's talking?
Hi, John. This is Noemi.
Oh, Noemi. How you doing?
Hi.
Yeah, we need to get together. Are you got time to work with us and do things?
Yes. And, I'd love to help with the research. And,
yeah, we need lots of research. Yep.
I can also help with phone calls, but I do need like a clear plan on what that looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as fundraising ideas, I think that even though you give a lot of material for free, like a lot of the handbooks and things like that through the website, we can create, and I'm willing to even mass produce, like a flyer where people can actually maybe pay $5 or whatever for the handbooks. And those
Well, we do. We are selling all the handbooks that we have in pocket handbooks, and we are selling them up on Amazon, and I am selling them as cheap as I can. We're making a couple of bucks. We're not making much on handbooks, but we may make $2 or $3 on a handbook, which is plenty of money, in my opinion, for a handbook.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know I did run some handbooks off for goodness, I'm trying to think how many we ran. I think it was 50,000 of them. And we sold them all, and we were able to sell them for 65 cents a piece and make a decent profit in order to fund our work.
More economical is having a PDF downloadable version that people can buy.
Well, we have the PDF downloadable version for every handbook I've got. I don't want to sell them because I don't want to clog anything up where people don't have the money. This is the tools we have to give away for free. But if they want a handbook that's nice that they can stick in their top pocket or in their back pocket or in their pocketbook, that's what we can sell. But I do know that there's certain if we get enough money, depending on what kind of money we can get, that I can go out and hire a printer to run off 50,000 of these handbooks or 50,000 of those handbooks and 50,000 of these handbooks, and then sell them by quantity. We wouldn't sell them a piece. I know when we were selling the handbooks, which was the common law handbooks. And we were selling them for 65 cents each, but they had to buy 100, so it was $65, and we were able to cover the shipping with that and make, $20 or $15 on a box that we sent out. So usually groups would do that. You know, a committee of safety group might want to buy a whole bunch of them, you know, however it works. But we did sell them. We sold them all, and we could do it again. It could be a way. We'll have to look into it and see if we can get the money to be able to go do the major printing up ahead so we can sell them cheap. We also have to find a way to distribute it because I was mailing them out, and that takes a lot of time. I don't have the time to go through that, so maybe I can hire my daughter to do that, and she's in the house, so she could do it, and or hire some company or something to do that, to actually do the mailing. But we'll work through that, but that's a good idea.
Well, I want to emphasize that you can keep everything that's free as it is, but a separate page can be set up as a fundraiser where people who in the committees of safety or anybody who is moving within political circles, because a lot of people are still involved with that kind of area and doing the MAGDA rallies and things like that, they're fundraising. A flyer can be distributed
Come on,
with
Come on.
The link
Come on.
To the fundraising page of free download.
Come on.
Not free download.
Someone's got to mute their mic. Go ahead, Noemi.
You know, so.
All right. Well, I like some of these ideas. Let's get into more detail, after we start to collect people together and talk in groups. So send to Jan, even though I have information and you have your phone number and everything, send to Jan the list of things so he can put it together, and there may be other people that will be doing some of those things too that want to do some of those things, and then we can talk collectively. I know that you have a good background in certain things, so you might be the person who will pivot the group for these particular reasons, purposes. So just send to the Jan your name, your phone number, and the list of ideas you have, PowerPoint, bullet pointed, so don't get too wordy. We don't want to read a lot. So.
Yeah.
And then we'll work things out, okay? And it may take us a week or two to really put this together. It's going to be a tremendous amount of work put on Jan, and he's going to get some help. So, but nevertheless, trying to work things out, make the plans, figure out what needs to be said, all these things we have to work out. Some of it already is, but more things have to be worked out. Mm-hmm. Sort of procedures, I guess you'd call it, policies and procedures of National Liberty Alliance. Okay. Thanks a lot, Noemi. Next, anybody else?
Yes, can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Okay. My name's Aisha Taylor. I'm located in Casa Grande, Arizona, in Pinal County. And I am actually literally typing an email to Jan. And I'm just listing a whole bunch of different things that I can do. But I also, I heard another person saying that they could help out with social media presence. I would love to jump in and assist.
Great.
With
we
that.
Need lots of people on that. So.
Okay. And I do have an active, Facebook, Twitter account. I'm on Telegram. I'm also good at content creation. So, posting things.
Uh-huh.
Also, have about 5 hours a week to dedicate to help in doing research. I wasn't quite sure what you meant by research, but, once you guys formulate what that looks like, I would, love right. to help out with that as well. And very interested in learning more about the jury administration process and what that mm-hmm. looks like as well.
Right, and those are paid positions, the administrators for the jury, both juries, Grand and Pettit. And we're looking for 5 people in each county, 4 administrators and a paralegal, but a paralegal will also be administrator. They'll kind of fill in when one's absent or something. But they got a lot of the legal side of the work to be done on that end. So we need 5 people in every county. We want to take the work back to the people. We can no longer permit prosecutors and judges. It never was. They took it away from we the people. We need to take it back. And the people unconnected from government, and working with a sense of honor, justice, and mercy can do these things. And we have a really powerful plan for this, by the way. And this funding would be from the government. We've already worked that out, and I'm working on a book on how that works, so it'll be a handbook for that. Anyway, that's a paid position if you wanted to do that as a full-time job, and something people might want to think about, and it'd be a career position. Okay, and by the way, if anybody doesn't pick up the mic but they want to do something, you're hearing what we're saying, you can just run your email to Jan and say, my name is this, here's my phone number, and give the bullet points of what you're thinking to help us with, and we'll work it out. Anybody else wants to pick up the mic?
Hey, John, can you hear me?
John, can you hear me?
Yeah, go right ahead. I got 2 people. Let's take the male first. He got there first. What's your first name and what's up?
I'm sorry. Yeah, this is Richard. I'm in Florida. Yeah, I just wanted to touch base. I could definitely make some calls for you, whatever that may entail.
Okay.
But it would be interested in to also understand some ways to generate some income for the organization. So I'd like to be involved in those kind of conversations as well.
Uh-huh.
So that's kind of where I'm at. So I will definitely send a more detailed email to John and just kind of put my services out there. I could probably do...
Yeah, Jan, J-A-N. It needs to go to Jan, J-A-N at nationallibertyalliance.org.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes, Jim. Yeah. But I probably do 3 hours to begin with, and potentially more as things move on. So I just want
okay,
to be part
great.
Of Yeah.
Right. We do have a welcoming committee. I don't know how active they are right now, but we do have a welcome committee. They had kind of a layout plan already, and I believe we laid out another plan for phone calls to committees of safety, and we do have people actively on that, and we just have to work more details. But we'll pull everybody together and have special meetings for each one of these different things. So we'll let you know. Get the info to Jan at nationallibertyalliance.org and make sure you get your phone number in there. Okay, anything else before we move to someone else? Okay, anybody else got anything they want to pipe in? And again, you don't have to talk, send the email. You can just send the email, give them what you want to do or try to do and help. Or even new ideas, okay? New ideas we can always use. So.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, go right ahead. Give us your first name.
Hi, this is Jennifer in Hawaii.
Well, Jennifer, we've got a lot of people from Hawaii lately, but go ahead, Jen.
I just wanted to say that along with Cynthia, I have some other people that the National Liberty Alliance would align with, such as John, who is Patel Patriot. He has people that he interviews on his shows now. So I could do that kind of thing and reach out to these different people like X22, Dave, and so
that
on.
Great. Let Jan know. And by the way, anybody knows of any group that's doing something that seems right and to save our republic, you know, we're National Liberty Alliance. We'd like to align with them. But before you make contact with those people, we would need to know who these people are and their websites so we can go evaluate them, make sure we're compatible. There are certain groups out there doing certain things, but we're not compatible because look at National Liberty Alliance is law-focused, 100% law-focused, common law-focused, working off what our founding fathers said, working off what the United States Supreme Court says, working off according to the law. And we've got to be very careful in how we do things. So we may not accept every group. So we really want to look at them before we approach them. So if anybody can think of any group that should connect with us as an alliance, you know, and if it works out, we'll give them a page on our website. We'll make a connection with them. We'll help them. They'll help us because we're all doing the same job. You know, I don't know of anyone that's doing all of what we're doing. We're the only ones that I'm aware of doing all of what we're doing. We're doing a whole gambit. You know, we're working with a guy named GR from Republic Review, and he's doing a very specialty work and to go review our republic, to look at all legislation. We've given him a page, and we're connecting with him as a group and our group, and we're working together. But he's got a very good specialty that we would eventually address, but he's already addressing it. So, and he's very highly educated in the area, even more than I am on that issue. So. We support him, and that leaves me to do the other things that I am doing. So anybody we can partnership that you think so, send us an email. Send it to Jan at National Liberty Alliance. Give them the website and some basic information. Jan will review it or get someone else to review it, and if it looks good, then they'll send it to me for final review, and Gerard and I will look at it and make the final decision as for compatibility.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else wants to pipe in?
John, can you hear me?
We can hear you. First name.
Awesome. Xander from Hawaii. And
another Hawaiian. Aloha.
John, you have no idea how much
we're being invaded by Hawaii.
Well, we've already been invaded and conquered, so we're just trying to.
Yeah, yeah, so, I hear you on that one.
What I wanted to tell you is, well, first of all, I want to thank you. You put in a call to me, and I hadn't called you back simply because I can get you a lot of money. I want us to go professional. I want people to be paid.
Yeah, that'd be great.
It should be a big assistance for people to be able to, you know, ensure our rights and our liberties and our freedom. So I will call you back, and we can talk about that privately, but it's a lot.
Okay, so, definitely. Connect with Jan. Connect with Jan. Did I leave my phone number to you?
You did.
On a message?
So I will
okay.
call you back and set up an appointment, and we can discuss, you know, how it could work. But I just want to let you know I have not ignoring you. I'm so appreciative that you called me. I just want to gather some more information in regards to what you were, who you were, and who Liberty National Liberty Alliance was about, so that I could really come to you with a specific, you know, streamlined strategy for how to do that.
Okay. Besides calling me, definitely send an email to Jan so he puts you on the register, and we'll connect other people with you and me that are trying to work on the same thing. And so, you know, many hands make light work, and somewhere we're going to hit the gold mine and get someone that has a deep pocket and realizes that we're on the way of saving this republic, and we need that help, money. You know, you can't do anything without money, but it is what it is.
Right.
But we will be very upfront with how we spend that money. Every penny will be accounted for. We don't do that right now. We don't get that much. And I haven't got time. I need to hire an outside firm. Matter of fact, I did talk to someone local that when we come to that point, then we would pass the money over to that person and a firm to handle our money, pay the bills, do everything that needs to be done, take it out of my hands because I don't want it. And we'll be upfront making reports, whatever is required, probably quarterly or something, and on the financials. But okay, thank you. Anybody else want to? Okay, aloha now.
Yeah, aloha and mahalo for all that you do.
Thank you. Okay, anybody else want to pipe anything in? But again, you can send your email to Jan at nationallibertyalliance.org, give her bullet points on what it's about, and we'll get together and talk together within the categories in separate meetings over the course of weeks. But again, it's probably going to be a week before we get back to anyone, at least a week, because we have to organize on our end and be able to manage all these different things. So this is good news that so many people want to help, so I appreciate that. We got 30 people in the room, so I hope we're going to get 30 emails. That'd be great. Anybody else wants to pipe in or say anything before we close down?
John, this is Kathy in Iowa.
How are you doing, Kathy? Yep.
Well, I just have a question.
Yeah.
Is there any way to contact other members? Do you have a directory?
Yes.
Do you have a...
Yes. We have a directory, and they can go and contact any, you know, whoever's starting the Committee of Safety should be registered up there, and they can contact those people directly within their counties or the counties next door or within their state or whatever. Anybody who signs up that wants to organize a Committee of Safety, we will send to them a list of every member within the state and their counties, what counties they are. So we'll send them a list, the first name, and we give them the phone number. We don't give emails because we don't want nobody email blasting. You guys can work all that out later on. That's how you're going to communicate to some degree for reminding of meetings, whatever. But they all have to agree to that. The thing is we will send name, first name, county, estate, county, and phone number. And
sign up to be a Committee of Safety leader. That's what I do to.
For that, but there are other phone numbers for other services. You'll get a list of all the Committee of Safety people and work with them if you're making phone calls to them, okay? It depends on what you want to do. We'll work the phone numbers and the names up for that purpose. So we can create that.
Just the networking, since you're too busy to...
Mm-hmm.
Is there a way to reach people just for networking?
We have the welcoming committee, which is open up to all the phone numbers, and we'll give you a section. If you work on this area, we'll give you what you need, those phone numbers there, you work on that area. When people sign up, we have a welcoming committee, and we'd like to go back and welcome the people who joined us a long time ago. Maybe they've kind of fallen asleep, maybe they forgot about us, and we can give a phone call to them to kind of revive them, you know? So that all works. Go ahead.
What I was trying to say is we had a hearing yesterday, a probate court hearing.
Okay.
I fired my attorney. The judge ordered me, I have to write a response to the judge by Friday the 24th. This is way over my head. I would really need some help with doing this. So I don't know how I can contact somebody. I don't have a week to send an email to Jan and have him get back to me. I really need to contact somebody right now.
Well, I perceive you have my phone number, right? We've spoken before.
I have your phone number, but I was told that you don't take phone calls, so I haven't called you.
I do take phone calls, but sometimes I don't because I'm so busy I don't answer the phone. And I don't have an answer machine because there's no way I'm going to go back and answer all the calls that come in. I get a lot of calls. But, you know,
but there must be some people that are less busy than you.
Give me a call on Monday. And let's discuss a little bit. Maybe I'll give you some tidbits on it and see what I can help you with. But I can't write the paper for you, but I can give you some information. This is why this course is so important. And we're all behind the eight ball on this, every single one of us. You know, so we're all on the school of hard knocks, and we're all going to hit and miss, and we're all going to do what we can, but eventually we'll become great at what we're doing. And we will be the saviors of this country, ultimately, the savior of the republic, because you can't save this republic if you don't know the law. So, but everyone should go through this course, and this way, if people do have a problem, I can give some, you know, once they understand what I'm saying, I don't have to explain a lot. I can say, go here, look at that, pull that paper up, do this, and maybe make these notes, or give them some other ideas.
I just think I'm more under the eight ball than the average people are. My husband was murdered on the 13th of February.
I'm aware of the case, but I don't want to get into it right now because we want to really deal with the business at hand. Call me on the Monday during the day. Are you available during the day?
Okay. Yes, I am.
And let's talk a little more.
Okay, thank you.
We'll take it from there. I'll see what I can do to help you, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anybody else want to pipe in here before we close down? Anybody?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
I have a question.
Oh. Yeah, I heard a male voice first.
Go ahead. This is Candace again.
Candace, sorry.
Okay,
go ahead,
that's
Candace.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead,
Candace. I just wanted to ask one question before I do it, and that is that I would like to do the Committee of Safety, but I'm currently in Tennessee. I'm hoping by the time I'm done with the course that I would be able to move back to my home state of Rhode Island. So would I do a Committee of Safety from far away here in Tennessee in Rhode Island, or should I join one here locally and then transfer myself?
If you're going to be there for any length of time, I'd get one going where you live. And you can also communicate with people that you know and where you used to live and that you're, I guess, planning to return to, and try to get them to, you know, get involved, see what we're doing, get a Committee of Safety going there. When you move to another county, back or another state in another county, then you'll be able to, you know, jump right in there. So, but I would do it where you're at right now and then try to work things out with a person in the old home area and work from there. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
All right. There was a guy I wanted to talk. Go right ahead. What's your first name?
Dan from Montana.
Go ahead, Dan.
Yes, it's beating a dead horse, but how's the progress going with verbiage with GR and Robert Schultz and you? Because I think you all have excellent things, and I realize you're busy, but...
Yeah, Bob's been pretty busy. I spoke with him. He was I guess I was on the phone yesterday. Yeah, yesterday I think I was speaking with Bob, and I was on the phone with him. We were going through, we're helping somebody on a case, working together, and... he's very interested in working together with us. He was going away, but that got canceled, so our meeting was kind of held off. Eric, maybe you can get that meeting going, because Robert Schultz is available now. And so we haven't had the meeting yet, but we're pushing for it. And anybody else that we find compatible, you know, we'll pull into that meeting with us, see how we can work together as different groups specializing in our areas that we're working in.
Yep. Especially GR, maybe he has different terms or definitions of Committee of Safety. So
correct, but that's irrelevant. He's going to have to accept and he already said he will accept it. I've listened, and I just don't agree with him. Look at our founding fathers were clear; they all belong to Committees of Safety. There is a position that the Committee of Safety is a government alongside the government. To some degree, that's true. It's the people running the government is what it is. But in any event, it's like the idea is, well, that's during the hard times. Well, we're at the hard times. But no, it needs to go past the hard times, maintain the new times. The people in each county needs to get together and have government by consent. And we're teaching every one of them. They have to operate as a committee, okay? And they are there for the purpose of safety of the people. So it even makes sense the name of this committee. Committees of Safety being that. Paul Revere was a messenger of the Committee of Safety. Every single one of our founding fathers was in the Committees of Safety. This is how they organized everything they'd done. They brought together the Continental Congress. They brought together everything that they did to create this nation through the use of Committees of Safety. and we will fill in areas that the government is not taking care of and take care of the people on our level. Look at, churches need to get involved. It used to be people had a problem, they'd go to the church. And, you know, with their problem, financial problem, job problem, personal problem, spiritual problem. And the churches were very active. But, you know, the government destroyed a lot of that. Anyway.
Yes.
We're good
yes.
with the committee safety.
Thank you. It's very important, the three thoughts, you and Robert and GR. Thank you.
Right. Thank you. Okay. Anybody else want to make a statement before we close down? I see a hand from Aloha. I think we've... No, not Aloha. It's A-S-H-I-A. Ashia. You have to click the button to unmute yourself. I can't unmute you. There you go.
Yes, go right ahead. Yes, I already did speak earlier. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
Sounds good. All right, anybody else?
Hi, John. Can you hear me?
Yep. First Hello. Name?
This is Jan from California.
How you doing?
I'm good. So I'm part of the Solano Community of Safety. And a couple of, not suggestions, but maybe, does NLA has any promotional video? Because I could probably also, start posting this on different platforms. Like.
Oh, yeah. Send an email to Jan on that and just give him bullet points of your thoughts and you'll eventually have a conversation with Jan and eventually we'll come to a meeting with people trying to do the same thing or similar things and you'll work together as a group.
Sounds good. Now, to connect people together, you've mentioned already that NLA website provides this platform that people can meet and can talk. I know that there are
well,
many...
Well, the only platform we have where people can come to talk, at least on a national level right now, is on the through our Monday night program. We would like to connect people together, that are within a state, and we're going to encourage people, maybe the leadership of the different committees of safety, and anybody who wants to participate, because everyone should be able to have certain meetings maybe within their own states. We may be able to provide that platform. We're upgrading our website. We may be able to do that, but we can't do it unless we can have people monitoring those areas because we've had people trying to take things on our platform when we did have open conversations and they were able to come in and have conversations and then people were taking them down the wrong path, like the sovereign citizen movement. Again, we don't mind people explaining and using what the sovereign citizen movement teaches on how they destroyed our nation, because that's a fact, but we don't want people to be focused in on that all day long, every day, every meeting. No, you do that once or whatever, and then you move on to the solutions, get do what has to be done. So people have to focus in. So We will get people who will try to take things in a different directions. We've had lawyers. Well, we can get a lawyer come in, let's say, and try to take us in a different direction. I've had conflicts with lawyers here. People have called me up that are lawyers. People have written me emails who are lawyers and tell me how horrible I am and what I'm doing wrong. Blah 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 blah.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't engage. I thank you very much. Good day. Goodbye. That's it. Because when you engage, that was Jefferson's position. People say all matter of evil. You're only really echoing it higher and more by engaging them. It's just not worth it, you know. So, but anyway.
John, we do have the Thursday night call. It's an open forum at 9:00 in the evening Eastern time here
okay.
in this room.
What time is that at?
That's at 9:00.
9:00 Eastern.
Thursday night. Yeah, Eastern.
Okay.
And that's for anybody, anywhere that wants to come in and talk about things.
And I think we have a prayer meeting, too. I think, Eric, are you running that?
No, Terry is running that.
Terry's running that. Okay.
Terry runs the Thursday night
Thursday?
Meeting. Yes, I, along with my wife, run the Tuesday night prayer. It's at 9:00 as well.
Okay. All right. So anybody who wants to participate with that, all of that is listed on our, you click on our Monday night tab and you'll go there, there'll be, I think all that information is there, right, Jan? I know it used to be, I'm sure it still is, the different meetings and what time. So, and remember, everything's Eastern time. And we had daylight savings time recently, and so we changed from 3 hours from West Coast to 2 hours, I guess. All right, anybody else want to say anything? Okay.
Hello?
Yep. Go right ahead. First name, state.
Hi. This is Daniel from New Jersey.
All right. Dan from New Jersey. Go right ahead.
So first thing, I just want to thank you for what you're doing. And I just recently started a COS in Union County, so I could
Great.
Be there. I'm just chiming in on the fact that the money situation,
mm-hmm.
where I completely agree, and I think one of my solutions would be to convert this fiat money into actual silver,
mm-hmm.
silver-backed currency. So that would be something I would like to discuss with Jan, I suppose.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you can make the note, get it into him, and you and I eventually will talk. If we do have any funds coming in anywhere, especially anything big, and it's during the time before it's pre-devolution, you're absolutely right. We have to secure that money, and we can do that. Gold or silver is the key Correct. Way to do that. And so I agree with that. My real savings for that I never touch, and I've been adding to that for a long time, has been in that type of thing. So, yeah, if we get big money, matter of fact, let me, two warnings, and I wish I would have remembered this when we were doing a program. Number one, we just recently had a major solar flare equal to the Carrington event, and if people don't know about the Carrington event, you can go to our website and see what took place in the Carrington event. It's under today's issues, I believe, and let's see if I can get to it. Make this a little smaller. Let me see if I can find that real quick. People should go watch this and deal with the problem. The thing is it just missed us by the skin of our teeth, but it did affect our planet somewhere, and I haven't heard the reports on how much, but it was very minimum. But if our Earth was just out of place by a few days, we would have been hit hardcore by a major Carrington event that just happened a few days ago. Okay. And I didn't even hear the warning on that because, again, a little bit of it did hit us, but obviously nothing here in the United States. I definitely would believe we would have heard something by then. But the Carrington event, let me see, New World Order, health issues, today's issues. I'm not seeing it here. Maybe I put it under, I might have put it under the Starter Committee of Safety. Jan, maybe you can find out where we have that. Oh, well, right here on the right-hand side of our website, you can click on this EMP solar flare. Let me click on that. And now you go to a page with lots of videos that explain it, okay? And you need to protect yourself from this solar flare. And you're going to learn a lot about this. Trump has already done something about it. And they talk as if we're still in a major problem with our electrical system set up. But he's already repaired that and prepared for solar flares.
John,
the other thing was the thing that, huh? What was that?
We cannot see your screen.
Oh, I'm not sharing anymore? Oh, let me share.
No, you don't.
Let me see. Let's see. I guess that's the only thing I need to share and anything else new. Okay. All right, you should be able to see it now. Okay, this, I found this. It's on the right-hand side of our website right here. And you click on that, you'll go to this page, okay? And lots of videos on this. Now, the other thing that I wanted to talk about, what was the issue you brought up first? I wanted to address that.
What was that?
The person who was just talking, I'm talking with right now. What was the first item you brought up?
The silver?
The silver. There was something else you brought up, too, I thought.
I did want to mention one other thing, that I tried contacting Gallen of the district leaders, and mm-hmm. I didn't get any response.
All right. Well, that's some of the things we got to work on. Maybe we'll see. Maybe he doesn't have enough time to be able to answer or whatever. Maybe someone else will take that. But actually, people need partnerships, you know, so you have two or three more people working in the same area. One can't take it. The other one can, you know. We'll have to figure that out. But, yeah, we do have that problem. Like I said, good news and bad news. The good news is we got volunteers. The bad news is we got volunteers. I mean, again, a friend of mine, John, mentioned that, and I thought that was a good point, a good statement. I know there was another issue I wanted to talk about that I didn't talk about here, and I took the EMP up. I forget what the other one is. If anybody remembers, tell me. All right, anything else?
No, that was all.
Okay. Anybody else wants to pipe in before we close down? Okay, I guess that's it. All right. Anybody who is volunteering, send an email to jan@nationallibertyalliance.org and put in your phone number, your first name, your phone number, and bullet points of what your interest or your skills are, or what you want to do, whatever it is, and we'll work all that out. Like I said, it'll take us a week or so to get to that. So, all right, with that, I guess we're going to close down. Thank you, everyone, for coming. Thanks for the interest, and continue to work towards saving our republic. Good day, everybody.